With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you three quickfire revenge stories, starting off with one that's a little bit different than usual. Most of the revenge stories that I cover on this channel can often include some pretty malicious intent, as in people who have been badly wronged in the past doing pretty horrible things to the people that have wronged them, looking for justice. Now don't get me wrong, whilst I think that's completely fine, today's first story is a bit different than that. This is a positive story of revenge. Finally, positive revenge. So, I'm a terrible person by trade. I'm a dealership sales manager, and I'm gonna make this brief. Guys, anyone who starts any story saying that they're a terrible person, well, that's a plus for me. Some good self-deprecation banter, I'm all here for it. Anyway, I managed a digital sales team for a year or so, and I got really close to that team, trained them, grew the team into the number one in our group, and the number two for our manufacturer in the region. That's out of 400 plus dealers. Unfortunately, I was let go by my general manager, who runs the dealership, during the start of COVID, over the objections of our group and corporates, because my position costs a ton of money in commission. Yep, I kind of wrecked my pay plan. So, fast forward a bit. My old team keeps in touch and asks for assistance every now and then, and I'm always happy to help. I genuinely like these people because I care about their professional development. As of yet, nobody has been put in place to replace my old position, but the team is still doing really well. I hired great people and put a lot of effort into training myself out of a job. Now, I have a higher title, more responsibility, and run the entire sales side of a different dealership. So, I get a call from my old team telling me the management upped their pay to compensate for lower volume, but then retracted it after a month. They want to quit and work elsewhere as a result. Now, my current dealer doesn't run a department like theirs, so I have no real need for them, but I still call people I know, and apparently my reputation is better known and more highly regarded than I expected. As a result of those calls, I get interviews for my old team lined up. They're all getting new positions, get to keep working together, and they all get quite large pay bumps. The delicious part? Well, tomorrow, the GM who let me go is going to receive, effective immediately, resignations from his entire digital sales department. Again, this department was the number one in a group of 15 dealerships. This department accounted for 60 to 70% of the store's sales volume in any given month. Without these trained and capable staff, they're going right back to where they started, as far as closing percentage. Now, based on their current numbers, the GM who fired me is looking at losing 30 to 40% of the store's sales volume. He's actually in danger of turning a loss due to all the investment in digital marketing and sales, which won't see anywhere near the ROI to justify it. Mind you, this is a sizable franchised car dealership. We're talking millions per month when it's all running well. He'll never know that I found the team new jobs. He'll never know that I called in favors, made introductions, and sold the heck out of these people to their new employers. Now, I didn't do this for the revenge. I did it because I care about my old team and their development. They're amazing at what they do, and they deserve to be paid highly for it, in a lower stress environment than where they were. I got the best revenge I can imagine. And all I had to do was be a decent person and keep cheerleading the team I once helped build and train. And also, guys, OP has given us a little update as well. I just got a call from a guy I know who does finance and insurance product stuff, though not for my old employer. "What did you do, bro?" he said. Well, I played coy a bit, asking if anyone there knew it was me. "You know, I used to be GSM up there. I keep in touch, and people are losing their minds. All I heard is the GM's on the warpath. So another employee called me telling me he might need a hookup for a new job. I put two and two together once I heard and called you. So what did you do?" That is the only fallout I've heard so far. And there we go, guys. A quick little positive revenge story for once to start off today's video. I wanted to read the story and I wanted to read it first in today's episode to just prove to you, as you probably already know, to be fair, that not all revenge stories have to be malicious. They're not all about going after someone who's wronged you and trying to put them into the ground and just destroy their life like they destroyed yours. Nah, in this one, OP was just being a good bloke. And as a result, he got some cool revenge, you know, kind of on the side. To be fair to OP, like, what a character. To, you know, leave that job, get fired from that job, probably feel horrible about it, but still be in contact with your old team, still, you know, really help them out and ultimately get them better jobs, improving their lives and getting them out of that horrible workplace into a great one. You're an absolute legend. So selfless, legendary. All right then, now moving on to our second quickfire revenge tale. I cancelled countless interviews at my old job after they let me go early. I spent just over 5 years working a retail job. I eventually worked my way up and was the hiring scheduling manager at my job. In February of this year, I got a new job that would be starting mid-March. There was about a 6 week gap between when I got my job and when I would be starting. Because I hated it when my co-workers would do it, I didn't want to quit on the spot. So I put in a 6 week notice and let my boss and the owner know that I would train whoever they wanted me to train and help with a smooth transition. Whenever there's a change of management at all, things tend to get rocky for a little bit. My boss has told me that it would be great if I did that, but then immediately locked me out of the system and told me I'd no longer be needed, basically firing me. Of course, I claimed unemployment during this time. What was unfortunate though, is that my email and personal calendar was synced up to the hiring software my old company used. And because I was locked out, I couldn't remove it. I tried blocking everything, but it's an automated software, so it automatically added calendar events and sent me updates on the hiring process of various new people to my email. I contacted my old bosses and I did ask for them to remove me, but they told me, tough, essentially, and that was that, or so I thought. After a few months, I realized that my old job was sending me extremely personal information about new recruits. Social security numbers, phone numbers, emails, more. So I contacted the state and let them know so they could complete an investigation. At this moment, it's still ongoing. But in the meantime, because it had been sending their information to my email, I could see their resumes. For the last 4 months, any candidate who I think might be a good fit, I got in contact with them and explained the situation, letting them know just how annoying of a place my old job is to work. Usually, they thank me. A few have been mad that I have their contact information, rightfully so, I'd be angry too, and most just cancel their interview appointments. Word must have made its way up to my old bosses, because while I was on my lunch break at my new job, my old boss called me to ask if I'd been contacting potential new hires to spread rumours about my old job. I admitted to it, and he said, "After all these years, and after how well we've treated you, this is how you repay us?" I told him to eat poop and I hung up. Shortly after, I got an email finally unsubscribing me from the hiring portal. Victory. Again, quite similar to the first story, you're kind of just doing the right thing here. Look, yeah, maybe it's not your place to be cancelling future interviewers, but come on. It would have taken literally one click of a button to unsubscribe an old ex-worker from their current mailing list. It was just negligence and ultimately laziness. And they were like, you know what? I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to do something that would spend 5 seconds and not leak loads of really personal and private information to someone that shouldn't have it. Yeah, what a good business to work for. Great people.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now moving on to our final story, more of a traditional revenge story if you like. Entitled Dad sits next to a water slide and expects to not get wet. So, I'm sliding down a water slide. It's about 10 meters high, 20 meters from the beginning to the end of the slide, so you can't just be slow on it. I mean, you can, but not so slow that you don't splash the person that's sitting like 2 meters away from the end of the slide. This dude also wasn't an employee. He was in swim shorts. He came in after us and left before us. All right, so I slide down lying on my back, going pretty fast. As I landed and swam up, I just see an angry man standing up, rushing towards me. Like, so fast, I wonder how he didn't fall into the pool.
"Hey, stop making me and my family wet."
He and his daughter. But his daughter was rather embarrassed than annoyed. Alright then, go further away from the slide. Don't expect me to make up for it, I replied.
"Like I would care for your wants. Stop annoying me and my family. Otherwise, you can't slide anymore."
And who says that?
"The rules of the park. It says that you can't slide fast."
And where's that written?
There.
He points at the stairs of the slide.
"Now, stop annoying my family."
So I just go over there to that sign and read the rules. It said that kids up to 10 years are supposed to not be fast and under the supervision of their parents. I then just go up the slide and commit the worst crime ever. Slide down even faster and with 2 more people. They asked me what that was about and I just told them. Before we slid, one of my boys explained to me a trick. How to make a big bomb while sliding. Not just a bomb, a big one. Like so big that the entitled dad would be covered in water, in his words. Now yes, I would feel bad for the daughter, but she actually sat away. I think she already knew that we couldn't just stop our crimes at this point. And this boy, well, he didn't lie. We all slid down together, down this massive slide, probably the biggest one there, and the entitled dad got absolutely covered in water. Like before this, he looked like he wasn't even in the water, and now he looked like he'd been out 5 minutes prior. Of course, I wasted my time and my ears by listening to his rubbish.
"Stop ganging up on my family. You know you could all go to jail now."
Now, which crime did we apparently commit, I hear you ask? Well, a hate crime. After we slid some more times, and him continuing to look annoyed, like the when you rage in games but don't say anything because you're annoyed type of angry, he ended up just moving away. Yeah, and by the way, I've been there way too many times, that's for sure. Now guys, unfortunately, I'm currently in jail for my hate crimes I committed against his family, for God's sake. Now, amazingly guys, I'm not quite sure why OP has done this, but he said at the end there, if you want, I can make a quick drawing to show the layout of the pool. And he actually has. Now, it's got NSFW by it because the drawing is terrible. But anyway, have a look at this. Actually, sorry, before I show you this, guys, it's blurred right now. Just be warned, if you are good at drawing or you're an artist yourself, this might burn your eyes, okay? I've warned you. Look at this. I mean, the levels of you know, talent, technique, precision, just, you know, absolute natural ability are astonishing. I can barely even comprehend what I'm seeing. But anyway, this is probably the most unnecessary drawing ever. Just a slide, me, splash, and the man. Yeah, that's kind of what I expected. Unnecessary, but I absolutely love it. Thanks, OP. And yeah, that diagram is going to be the end of today's video. Really hope you've enjoyed it. Any artists out there, let me know down below how you feel about that drawing. For me, as someone who can't draw to save my life, or yours for that matter, it was amazing. But if you actually have any sort of semblance of talent in your hands, do comment down below how that made you feel. If you want more from me right away, check out a playlist of all my revenge videos. And if you are somehow new to this channel, check that out. Just click it once, give it a little tickle, and subscribe. I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.